Truth number four, God answers prayer. This is his job. He is capable. He is strong enough. He is wise enough. God knows if a prayer is worthy of being answered or not. That's his job. Only he can do that. My job, simply put, is to pray. Paul prayed for opportunity. Paul prayed for clear words. Paul prayed for the eyes of their hearts to be opened. And Paul even prayed for doors to be opened. Paul prayed for all of the members of the body to work together for the unity of one purpose, the gospel message. We pray, God hears. Those are the roles. Those are the jobs. I cannot answer prayer. That is exclusively God's domain. And yet the trick is to recognize what my role is and how to depend on him for his role. Now, I think it is very important to remember this simple truth. God loves these people, these kids, these students, far more than you ever could, far more than I could ever comprehend. We pray, we entrust our needs to the Lord, and we seek to do our part, and then we go to bed. Listen, I got to tell you, I sleep very well at night having done my job because I am partnered in ministry with the one who does not sleep or slumber. He is constantly at work. He does not need us, but he desires to use us. Now ask yourself this humbling question. Are you praying for the salvation of the kids, the students, and the adults in your ministry? Now, some of you may emphatically say, why, yes, of course. However, let's not fool ourselves. You see, I was a children's pastor for over 10 years, and I can honestly say that I found myself working for and praying for far lesser things. Please stay with me. I was in charge of a huge ministry. I found myself seeking to solve lower level things. I was solving organizational and tactical issues, often to the exclusion of the most important things. It's a confession. Jesus commands us to pray. Now check out this passage that reveals the heart of Jesus in Matthew 9. Seeing the people, he felt compassion upon them, for they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to the disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest. We pray for workers. We pray for volunteers. But for what end? Well, because people are distressed like sheep without a shepherd. People need the Lord. He said to ask God for more workers because the harvest is ready and there's nobody to pick it. Our goal should be singular in focus for people to hear the gospel. God answers prayer. We simply pray.